An animal that dies, don't move it from its place. The Rav says they were talking about a behemoth that's kodshim. And behemoth's kodshim is usur by hanah, and you have to bury it. Therefore, it's muksa. Don't move it from its place. But behemoth that wasn't kodshim, you are allowed to cut it for dogs, because it's a nevela, if it would just die on yontif. But that which you're allowed to cut it for dogs, it's only if you had in mind before, like it was an animal that was mesukenes, it was dying. So you had it in mind, so you prepared it. Because that's the use that it has. It does have a use on yontif. You can feed it to your dogs. But if it wasn't mesukenes and you didn't think about it, just stam died on yontif, that's also mukta, even if it's not kachim, and you can't move that either. Umaisa v'sholos r'bitar from Allah, v'al hachala shenitma. There was a maisa of an animal that died. This was kachim. And they asked on this animal, also they asked on chala that became tamei on yontif. Normally, chala and other types of truma that becomes tamei, there's usually a din. Even though you can't eat it, you're allowed to have benefit from it while you burn it. The kohanim can have benefit. But when it comes to yontif, they cannot have benefit from it. They can't fuel their fire with it. And they can't give it to their dogs because you're not allowed to burn kodshim on yontif. It's exeris hakosev. And burning doesn't just mean burning. It means also eliminating by feeding it to your animals. So they asked Rabbi Tarfon, v'nichnos to beis ha-medrash v'shal. And he came into the beis medrash and he asked, v'amalon, they said to him, lo yezizei mimkoman. These two items, kodshim, animals that died on yontif, or chala that became tamei, don't move it from its place.